Some voices heard from the rubble are now silent. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but rescue crews keep trying. Digging thousands of buildings that collapsed in East earthquake-devastated areas of Turkey and Syria, where the number of deaths already tops 5,000, more than 20,000 people injured, and hundreds of thousands more left homeless.
We haven't eaten anything since morning, says this man. Our children are very hungry. A huge local and international rescue effort is underway. 300,000 blankets and more than 41,000 family tents already delivered. Morale is lifted when someone is pulled out alive. But for those trapped under the rubble, this is a race against the clock.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. A police officer is being mourned in Wisconsin.
Milwaukee Police Department hearts are heavy. My heart. It's heavy.
Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says it happened early this morning when two officers chased a robbery suspect. One caught up to him.
During the struggle, the suspect used a handgun and fired shots, striking the other officer.
The suspect was also shot dead. The National Guard will go inside a one-mile radius still evacuated in East Palestine, Ohio, to check air quality the day after they purposefully released toxic chemicals from rail cars still burning after a Friday train derailment. Governor Mike DeWine tells Fox outside the evacuation zone.
The quality of the air is good there, and we would expect that to continue.
China is asking the U.S. to return remnants of that spy balloon shot down off the South Carolina coast. The full Senate will get a briefing Thursday amid Republican criticism wasn't shot down sooner.
Administration officials gave a classified briefing to some members of Congress this week. Several members criticized the meeting, including Congressman Daryl Issa of California, who called it, quote, unspecific, insufficient, and backward-looking.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
12 hours from now, millions of Americans will be watching President Biden on primetime TV deliver the State of the Union address, expected to tout that he's restoring American leadership around the world and that there's economic progress, including the lowest unemployment rate in 54 years. Republicans will likely be unimpressed.
Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter said after shooting down the spy balloon, it's time to shift on China.
Chinese Communist Party is not our friend. They're not our adversary. The Chinese Communist Party is our enemy.
Oklahoma Congresswoman Stephanie Bice says the lack of security at the border is alarming.
You have 4.5 million people that have illegally crossed into the United States in the last 2 years. That is greater than the population of Oklahoma.
But at a media availability ahead of today, several Republicans said one of the biggest issues facing us is more than $31 trillion of debt.
But if you think we're going to pass a debt ceiling with no strings attached, you're crazy.
The new governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, will deliver the official Republican response to the State of the Union tonight. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The president may also address COVID tonight ahead of plans to end the national emergency declaration later this year. In New York City, a big change is coming. The COVID vaccine mandate for city employees will be ending.
New York Fire Department reps are the first to reach out to their own who are sitting on the sidelines.
We are calling on all New York City firefighters that will let go and that want to return to work to call the personnel office immediately and start the process.
Uniformed Firefighter Association President Andrew Ansborough says current collective bargaining lawsuits against the city will continue. He believes it's because of those legal actions.
That the mayor switched gears due to all the lawsuits that were not going the city's way.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says a high rate of vaccinated employees means that early mandate worked and now can be ended. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling ahead of the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.